So, hello, this is a guide, Zara, and this talk is about my last year working on RISC-V related projects. And it's a little bit of an explanation about how to embrace the chaos in your software, in your free time, and also how 1 year can develop and how can you reach unexpected places. So first, as a little introduction, I'm a telecommunication engineer. So I'm not a specialist on computer science. Let's say I'm also have some background on electronics and other kind of things like signal processing and all that. But I spent my whole career more or less working in computer science, programming, as nowadays, where my job is being an engineer and programmer in LNQ technology. And I'm also a Geeks user and contributor. And recently, the last 2 years, more or less, I've started to be interested in small computing, making small devices, small computers, small programming languages, in a sense that anyone can maintain their own hardware and software, right? So especially I'm interested in Scheme, in Lisp in general, but more specifically in small Scheme implementations. So this is more or less my background. So how all this started? This started in Christmas, the last year's Christmas, last year in 2020, right? So this Christmas I started to create a small programming language, a small Scheme, because I wanted to learn about programming languages internal. So I wanted to make a programming language and I wanted to make a compiler. I wanted to make it just a compilable Scheme, not just the interpreted Scheme. So I read some papers, I read a book, for example, the Let's Build a Compiler by Jack Crimson, which is a really interesting book. And I started working on it slowly, just in my vacation. And also I decided that I wanted to generate some binary or some assembly code from it. So I needed to study some